For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
What was the hardest part for you? I'm just going to ask you that right out of the gate. We can get Grandy in on this. Not Lucas. He left in the most important week of our lives.
He'll be back.
That's okay. Carter's here. He's bigger and stronger than Lucas anyway.
He had looks a great like a, tweet last week. Yeah, Carter had a boy.
He did. He looks like a football player. We should trade Lucas for Carter this week. 888-957-9570. What was the hardest part of the last 6 months, the most awful 6 months of all of our lives, which as we sit here today on Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024, ladies and gentlemen, is over!
It's over.
That's it. That's it. It's over. We finally have something we can believe in again. 6 months since the Super Bowl loss and the Warriors not making the playoffs and the Giants somehow putting everyone to sleep.
Again.
Yet again.
Again.
And then a month and a half of screaming about other people's money. And yeah, for me, bygones, bygones. Everybody got their opinions out 15 different ways. We've arrived. We're here. The season is starting. I think we've got something we can believe in here. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl or this, that, or the other, even stay healthy. But this is a team that is worth our time, our belief, the postseason, all of those things. And we're here. I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, it's been a long road to hoe. And, you know, if you want to talk about what's been the worst thing between the Super Bowl and today, well, if you can't count the Super Bowl, it's probably the Warriors having their season end the way it did. But there are many other subplots in the Warriors. And I think for me, it would have to be something with the Giants. I can't pinpoint exactly what day. Maybe it was Buntgate. Maybe it was the trade deadline where they kind of sat on their hands and did nothing. And you know, the whole inexorable slide to mediocrity for the Giants was something that was kind of day after day pain, not real pain, but sports pain, because when the Warriors ended, you knew that the Niners were going to have some offseason, this and that, Ayuk and Trent and the rest of it, whatever. We didn't see Trent coming, but you knew that there was going to be some offseason stuff, and that's part of fun in football. But then we would have had actual games to care about, and by early July, it felt hard to really care about the Giants because they would break your heart twice a week.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, you're searching for like, what was the one day with the Giants?
Yeah.
It isn't one day. It's a bunch of days. Here's how I'll answer it. You want to know what the hardest part of the summer was with the San Francisco Giants? Anytime one of them got to third. That was the hardest part.
That's pretty
Anytime
good.
Any of them got to third base, I swear to God, I was like, this is not going to go well. And it felt like 83% of the time I was right. So that was the hardest thing. But yeah, over the last 6 months, if I had to pick one, it's absolutely that, and this was probably under-discussed, a largely healthy Warriors team didn't even make the playoffs. Like, if you're an NBA fan, how long have you spent being like, God, the NBA, the playoffs are too big. Everybody makes it. Teams with losing records make it. 20 teams at least have a shot if you factor in this play-in tournament. And the Warriors weren't one of them.
Well, they were in the 20-man
yes,
tournament.
Yes, they were in the 20, but they did not make the 16.
Yeah.
Not the Final Four, not the Elite Eight. They didn't make the Sweet 16.
Didn't make it out of Dayton the first four.
Like, and that, for me, is what I think had the long-lasting effect. That's what led me sort of to this moment, where I'm like, it really feels like it's been a long time since all of us could gather around and go, there's a big game tonight. Big game. Like, invite your people over. We got a game to watch. Hell, I got the nickname here at this yard of Watch Party Willard.
Yeah.
It's dormant.
You haven't had one in a while.
Can't invite anyone over because the Diamondbacks are in town on a Tuesday. You can't do it. So 6 days from today, Dibs, thank goodness, there's a game.
Yeah, in 2 days, like there's a game. Even though it's not us.
But I mean, you know, like
a real
one of
Niner
ours.
Game, yeah.
Good
a
Lord.
A game, one of ours that we can actually get revved up about and really feel good about. Because even the Dodgers series this year at Oracle Park, that was hard to get up for because you knew the inevitable blew out down there at the yard. And not only the blowout that would happen on the field, but the blew out in the stands. And so it made it even more difficult to get up for those games than you normally would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am so thankful to reach this point. And also, I do think, and I think we'll spend a little bit more time on this, to wake up, and for those who, I don't know how many early risers are out there, but I 5:45 wake-up call for me today, and we were already about, based on Twitter, because I got that stupid habit that so many of us do, which is the alarm is your phone, and so then when you turn the alarm off, what do? Yeah, you just go straight to the phone. Worst stupid thing for you. I wish I could, like, stop doing that so I could give myself, like, a half hour to start the day without the screen, but it's straight to it, and then, boom, we're already, 15 minutes past the point where the Trent Williams announcement came down. And the announcement wasn't even the announcement you thought was happening. The contract, not even totally done. But Trent's getting on a plane. He's got a huge dog. And he's on his way. Big fella's back. And with the Aiyuk stuff that took so long, the Pearsall situation, so unfortunate, but also, thank goodness, it went the way that it did. I really arrive at a spot today, no matter what your opinions have been, no matter how frustrating this has been at times, today's the day where you go, okay, just like wipe it all clean.
Yeah.
We're here. Get your jersey. Get your helmet. They're at full strength. Let's go play.
Yeah, and you're going to have the same experience, hopefully, when we get to the Warriors opener here in about 6 weeks, where everything that's happened with the Warriors, you can just kind of wipe it away. And whether it was, trading Kuminga or trading Pods or trading both and Lauri Markkanen and Paul George and everything else we went through, when we get to the opener, it'll be, all right, these are my Warriors. Let's rock. We'll go to the home opener, and it'll be exciting because a new season brings all that hope and promise and the dreams. And if you're a fan of the Niners, those hopes and promise and dreams have to do with February football and a shot at another Super Bowl. So, yeah, you can put all that stuff behind you, and you can get excited. Come Monday, Mark, it'll be 146 days since the Warriors got knocked out by Sacramento. So if you put aside the Giants and the journey we've been on with the Giants, which has been level two, level three excitement, kind of riding, not really the wave, but it's like when you go to a lake, there's a little bit of a ripple from the lake as opposed to the ocean. That's been the Giants, but 146 days on Monday will be the gulf that we have traversed from Warriors ouster to Niners opener.
And my gosh.
It felt much longer.
Oh my God.
Did it not?
Oh,
I mean, 146 days is a lot of days, but...
Well, I think that's what... And maybe it didn't... Even till the big fella had the announcement today, which, by the way, we're all morons. Like, today was always going to be the day.
Sure.
Of course today was going to be the day. Oh, Trent got on a plane on Labor Day? Shouldn't have seen that coming. But anyway, soon as big fella's on the way, you can take a deep breath on the Ricky stuff. Brandon is in. I'm going to take what he said, and we'll play it for you in a little bit, but I'm going to take what he said as a little bit of an apology, at least accountability, and I really do appreciate that for him saying what he said today, that he was a pain in the end, and it took longer than it needed to. You're right, Brandon. You were. You were a pain in the end. It did take longer.
I keep thinking you're going to say a pain in the something else.
No, it's okay.
It's a pain in the end.
It's all okay. It sort of brought up...
You better be careful.
Well, no, not really. But anyway, it brought up a feeling that I didn't realize I had shoved down in the belly, which is that angst, excitement, that love for sitting down on the couch and not letting your back hit the pillow because you're so excited about what you're about to see, you scooch up a little bit. You move to the edge of the seat. Or maybe you just move to the edge of the seat so you can reach the popcorn that you made or the nachos that you made, whatever. But that feeling, haven't had it in 6 months.
Yeah, 146 days is what it'll be.
And I mean, it was the Warrior King game. And that lasted 7 minutes before you were like, nope, not this one either.
April 16th of this year was the date. And yeah, you had hope, and you got in the second half and you thought, okay, Curry Flurry, this is what we do. You're down 12. It's all right. You're down 15. You know what? 18 is not insurmountable. Okay, they're down 21. Oh, God, did that thing get to 25? Whatever it got to, you're right. It never felt like, here we go, here we come. Like the adrenaline of Brock Purdy getting the ball back with 6 minutes left against Green Bay. That was high level Super Bowl, obviously, but it didn't work out. But I'm looking forward to those, like you said, edge of the couch, walking around, pacing moments that we haven't had in a long time.
Dude, 6 days. 6 days from right now. This is as big of an event as we've had here with any of our teams since that Warrior game, which was incredibly disappointing. And so before that, it was kind of like the last time these guys played. And obviously the disappointment that led to with the Super Bowl loss. So I do wonder that. Like, if you line all of that up, and, you know, let's invite everybody to the party. 888-957-9570. What was the hardest part of these last 6 months? And I would answer it that way for me. It's the Warriors missing the playoffs. And there's a slash there. It's not just that they missed the playoffs. It's that for the first time in the careers of Steph, Clay, and Dre, they missed the playoffs / there's no good reason for it.
They're all healthy. Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt. Like, that hurts your Warrior ego.
Well, that's the final game that the three of them played together. And Clay went 0 for 10.
Yep.
So,
and then stared into the rafters and basically let us know that day that it was the last game.
Exactly. And so, you know, what we went through in the offseason with the Clay questions, which led to the Brandon questions, and then a little dash of the Trent question, and then, oh, look at Christian out of nowhere. And all the while, the Giants were going 2-3 over 5, 3-2 over 5, 2-4, 4-1, never won 5 in a row. They were just a flat line of boredom throughout the summer. But yeah, I do think you're right about the low point.
Want to hear the rest of the Trent Williams details? You got more details.
More deets?
Got more deets on Trent. Ready for all this? All right, here's what Trent was fighting for. And I would argue that while this likely doesn't hurt the Niners all that much, this was worth fighting for now, what Trent just got. Okay? This was worth fighting for. And then I got something else to say after it.
But give me the numbers.
Here are the numbers. I gave you already the upfront guarantee, $25.69, and we said $48 million is the overall guarantee, but let's frame that in a different way. The Niners are guaranteeing the next 2 years of Trent's contract.
Right.
$48 million is now, so it is a two-year, $48 million deal.
Yep.
And they added $7.6 million in salary this season. So 3 years remaining on the contract, this year in cash, 27.65. He was scheduled for 20. Now it's 27.65, which I think makes him either the number one or number two left tackle in the game. I got to look at the others around the league.
Yep.
But a lot of us guessed what Trent was asking for, and it was to be about the top paid left tackle this year and to get more guarantees. We were right on that. That's what he was going for. That's what he got. Also, though, you know what I think this means? Yeah, nobody was motivated for Trent to go to camp.
Of course not.
This is not.
We said that all along.
This is not a complex deal for the Niners or Trent to figure out. It's just not. Now, they reworked some things with Malik Collins' deal that created more cap space this year. I'd argue that's probably they pulled mostly from that in order to give Trent more money this year. Not that complex. And I do know a lot of people not in the Niner organization around the league who felt like this was
a fait accompli.
This was a yes. show. This whole fight was a little bit of a show. Trent was never not going to show up. They're going to give him some money. And he's going to be ready for the season.
Yep, and he gets 27.65 this year. And if he's got $48 million guaranteed at signing, that means there's probably 21 next year in guaranteed money. Christian Wirfs is averaging 28.1.
So he's number one.
Yeah, that's average annual. And I don't know what Trent's total average annual is, but he's at least in the neighborhood.
Where's Penei Sewell? Do you have them all in front of you?
I was just looking at the left tackles, but I'll have... I can punch that up real quick. He's a 28. Tackle, Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
He's a right tackle.
Oh, he is?
They had this broken out by left tackle, right tackle.
Left tackle, right
tackle. So make it 28.
Right tackle is only a left tackle if your quarterback's left-handed, and Jared Goff is not. All right, we're sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. 888-957-9570. Let's have some fun today. Let bygones be bygones. What has been the hardest part of the last 6 months for you? This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
That's a great question.
Once upon a time, not long ago. Yes, I heard this on my drive, actually.
Why'd you stop?
Fun.
I was like, you
didn't... I don't know the next line as well as I know the first line. And I know sporadic lines in that song. Well, Children's Story, Slick Rick the Ruler.
That's true for all songs, by the way.
Yeah.
Even the ones you all fit, you're like, no, Willard and Dibbs. I know all the words. No, you don't. I guarantee you, you're messing up at least one lyric.
Yeah.
There's a comedian who does that Michael Jackson thing. He goes, do you know the Michael Jackson line? I'm going to say what I said. I'm not going to stop. And everyone looks at him kind of blanky, like blank stare. And then he goes, you know the one where you've been running around for years going, mama say, mama sa, mama makusa. Mama say, mama sa, mama makusa. He goes, that's not what he's saying. Well, I don't even know what that's not even English. What's he saying?
That is widely held as the lyric, though. That's so funny.
So good. Anyway, I threw out to Dibbs that he just asked a great question, because if anybody wants to, let's have some fun.
That's a great question.
Let's have some fun at my son's expense. He is coming back from a backpacking outing with other family members, my brother-in-law and nephew and whatever. They're all coming off of a mountain. And apparently they're not big listeners to the show because he just called me at 2:20 and he's like, dude, like, are you available? No, I'm not available. He goes, why? What? How long are you on air? I'm like, until 6. Yeah. Do you know me? Anyway.
Do you realize why we have dinner at 7 every night?
Good Lord. So anyway, he just called me. He goes, your son has locked his keys in his phone in his car. And I go, that's not possible.
No.
There's not. How is that even possible? And he goes, we think that he was fishing earlier and maybe got into the water a little too far and he might have shorted out his key.
Ah, gotcha.
Is the only thing they can think of. And it is an old car. He's 17. He's got my mom's old car, whatever. I don't need to bring everybody all up into the business, but I'm like, how's that? Does anybody else, is that a thing anymore? Can you still call
older
AAA?
Cars you can.
Call AAA and ask them, not for help, ask them, can people still lock their keys in their car? Is that a thing that you're allowed to do anymore?
Older cars, yes. Newer cars, no. Like, if I put my keys in my car and I shut the door, I cannot lock it externally.
Right.
Cannot do it. Can't do it.
Well, and the car's not that old.
No.
How old does a car need to be in order for you to still lock the key in the car?
Pre-2010, I would guess.
Oh, it's not pre-2010. That's not a pre-2010 car.
All right.
No.
I was just ballparking it, but the technology is such that you shouldn't be able to do that anymore.
So apparently,
that's fun.
My son is holding out. He's like a 49er.
No doubt.
He is holding out from his car.
He's probably not going to get 48 guaranteed at signing, though. I'm just guessing.
He ain't going to even go get dinner.
Right. If he doesn't make it home.
Keep this up. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Thank you, 510. Just texted in. Got an 01 Tacoma, and I've done it.
There you go. 01 Tacoma.
Yep. And 415 said, accidentally left mines in the trunk. Yes, in the trunk you can do, but if you didn't lock the car, you could pop the trunk, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
The OTB popped the trunk.
Yeah.
Yes, no doubt. I don't understand it.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't get it. Maybe this is his way of saying, I'm not coming home tonight. Going to go to the old lock the keys in the car trick. Dad, I can't come home.
What are you going to do next? My dog ate my homework? Like, there's excuses that have expired.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to use these anymore. You can't say I locked my keys in my car so I can't make it.
A better move would be I lost my keys. And, you know, Dad, it might take 3 or 4 days to find them.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to stay up. I get it. If you want to stay on the mountain, it's fun up there.
Very fun.
Weather's beautiful. It's beautiful out right now.
Incredible, yeah.
Up there locking your keys in your car. Stop it.
You're seeing right through it.
You didn't eat your vegetables. Stop it. No, you didn't. You threw them away. All right. Anyway, so we're having some fun with the last 6 months. We also should very much let you hear some John Lynch before we take your calls, and we will. But some of this John Lynch, I think, was really important. And let's start with the most important of the important, and that is that's Ricky Pearsall and his situation.
You know, by the grace of God, Ricky Pearsall's here with the team and doing really well. Just wanted to address that situation from a team perspective. We just all feel incredibly blessed. Was able to be down at the hospital, and if I heard it from one person, I heard it from so many down there. It was nothing short of miraculous that he came out of this as good as he did. You know, on behalf of Ricky and his family, I talked with Ricky this morning. He just wants to express, and the team wants to express, our gratitude to a variety of people. Number one, the San Francisco Police Department. They were incredible in their response. They were incredible at the hospital. You know, I want to, in particular, recognize Joelle Harrell. I've met Joelle. I met her husband, Frank, who happened to be in charge of everything at the hospital at San Francisco General. But his wife was the first on the scene, and I think we've all seen the measures she went to make Ricky comfortable, and she was there for him in a real rough time, and I know how appreciative Ricky is of that. We're appreciative to the entire police department. They just were tremendous, from the police chief, Bill Scott, on down. The folks at San Francisco General, the care that they gave Ricky and his family, the respect, the way they handled things was just was unbelievable, and we're eternally grateful for that.
I know you were off kind of a 3-day weekend, middle of nowhere this weekend as well. When did you hear about this?
I heard about it just about an hour after it happened. I was just kind of taking a break from the family activity up there in Eureka, and you jump on the phone and you see the report and it's like, what?
Yeah.
And then you start to look at it and it's like, oh my God, just a robbery? and apparently as a 17-year-old from Tracy, and I don't know if he had been at the Cal Palace signing previously and saw the Rolex and decided to follow him, or if it was just a youngster who made a terrible, terrible choice on, you know, how to spend his afternoon. Sal Castaneda on earlier with Steiny and Goo was the one saying that he came in from Tracy. And, you know, if you're kind of an amateur hour, because if you understand what's going on in the city right now, there's a lot of police around Pier 39 and Fisherman's Wharf and Union Square, where you have a lot of tourists. There's a lot of police. And so because of that, Ricky Pearsall was able to get his life saved by the actions of the officer. And this reminds me of just how humble we should all stay when it comes to people who give their life potentially to protect us. So this officer, she hears the gunshots and she runs toward them.
That's right.
Toward them.
That's right. And actually, John Lynch referenced her name. Let's let you hear, because he said, I think you've all heard this by now. I don't want to make the assumption that you've all heard this by now. Everybody went to their Labor Day weekend. Who knows where you were? And maybe you didn't get a chance to hear this. And it's important. It's an emotional. Sergeant Joelle Harrell. And this is from NBC Bay Area. This is their interview or their sound that they put together recounting what happened in the moments after the shooting.
Holding him. And I was like, okay, just be calm. You know, we're here. You know, we're going to take care. Everything's okay. And I could see his breathing started getting faster. I could feel his body changing. I see him look down, and he looks at me. He goes, am I going to die? And I just like, no. I take off my hat because I wanted to make eye contact with him. I wanted him to hear me. And I said to him, listen, look at me. I know you don't know me, but I want you to trust me. It's not your time. God is here with us, okay? Please be calm and breathe. You're strong, okay? I want you to be strong like you are out in the field. Just breathe. And he looked at me and he listened. He's, he did it, and that helped so much.
I can't say enough or feel enough the emotions that she's expressing there.
Incredible.
She can barely state the sentence of recounting that Ricky looked at her and said, am I going to die? And that, for me, was the moment that kind of gets you, because when you read about this on a computer, yes, you know it's obviously serious. Oh, my goodness, Ricky Pearsall's been shot. And I think, like a lot of us, if we're in this industry, I started getting text messages from a lot of different places, and this person knows that person, and this person over here knows this person in the police department, and I was getting reports, and they were all good. They were good reports, like Ricky's going to be okay. And so you sort of, at least for me, you immediately go through a process of, oh my God, this is serious. It's awful. But pretty quickly, you're like, Ricky's life is not in danger. And so you get a little, like, barrier around you of like, okay, you know, like within a half hour, you're like, all right, just, what do you want to have for dinner? Like, you move on with your day and you forget what this experience must have been like for him.
Yeah.
You don't know if it hit an organ. You don't know. You got shot in the damn chest.
Right.
And so he's looking up at someone he's never met before, and his life is flashing before his eyes.
Exactly.
It's pretty intense, man.
When you go from the highest of highs of getting drafted and becoming a 49er, and you go to an autograph signing, and you're feeling great, and you're going out in the city on a beautiful day to do a little shopping with, you know, spend some of your newfound money because you got that first round contract, and it's a 4-year deal, and you got a 5th-year option, and things are pretty good. And then in an instant, your life changes from the pure joy of a weekend shopping trip in Union Square to now you're wondering if you're going to die. It just, I can't even put it into words. I have no idea what that must feel like. But the good news that it was an entrance and an exit, and we'll get into it a little bit more with Doc Pandy at 4 o'clock ask him about, you know, just the risks of playing post-gunshot wound, because we know about, like, all right, you had a broken arm. Okay, your broken arm is going to be 4 to 6 weeks, and we know that it's going to take a couple weeks after that to feel good again. We know what the timetable is on sports injuries, but what about gunshots? You don't often think about that as far as, like, the return to play protocol. So I'm curious to see what he thinks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have that at 4. And by the way, Mark Schlereth, who is going to join us every other week throughout the football season, is going to start that here in about 15 minutes. He'll join us at 3 o'clock, and we'll get into all things 49ers and football. There's a little bit more from John Lynch that we want to play for you, but I also want to be very mindful of those of you who want to weigh in and join the show, and we appreciate your interaction so much. So let's go out to Fremont, which is near and dear, because I do believe we're all going to be within the city limits in less than 24 hours at Fremont Bank for our 49ers and the preseason, the Red and Gold Summit, which is going to be happening at Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard, tomorrow. Our show 2 to 4, then the whole gang plus Lo Neal in the building.
I can't wait.
On the rooftop deck tomorrow from 4 to 6.
Go to hell, Dibs.
Well, he probably will. He's going to go to Fremont. I don't know about hell, but we're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. It's free and open to the public, first come, first serve. So we hope you'll make your plans to join us. But right now, we're just going to Sean, who is also in Fremont. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling. We got this up?
Over the last
there,
6 months.
Hold on, Sean, start over. Technical difficulty on our end. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, over the last 6 months, guys, I've just been, you know, kind of mourning the Warriors' loss and the end of a dynasty. And, didn't, you know, I thought they would, you know, make a little bit of a run out of it, but it was kind of a one, you know, one and done type of thing. And then it was, you know, hey, it's the last season of the A's in Oakland and, you know, hasn't been much of a season. I know they since hit some home runs over there, but, you know, a lot of losses to come by it. So, honestly, what I've been waiting for is college football. And I know that's kind of blasphemy to talk about that on Bay Area Sports Radio, but I figured both of you guys might appreciate this, especially Dibley. I'm getting on a plane this Friday to fly out to Atlanta to go see Cal play Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium this weekend, so I'm pretty excited about it.
That is awesome, and man, bucket list for me was to just go to a big-time game, and I went to Texas A&M in Tennessee, when they went to double overtime in that game. And so just to go to a real big time, apologies to Cal and Stanford, but go to a real big time college football game. And he's going to Jordan-Hare.
Yeah.
That's a trip now.
And thank you for saying it correctly. I was going to help you, Sean.
Jordan-Hare.
Don't go out there and call it Jordan-Hare Stadium because you're going to get corrected now by down there. Okay. So, yeah, for whatever reason, it's spelled Jordan and it is pronounced Jordan. Jordan-Hare Stadium. And, good old traditional rivalry, Cal and Auburn, coming up.
You can throw the records out if there are records.
What?
You can throw them out when these two get together.
I mean, you know how we do that thing with the Niners where we're like, well, who's got the most air miles of all the NFL teams?
Oh, yeah.
The answer is now forever, until they change this in 2 years, Cal and Stanford, that's who, because their conference could not be further from them. But good luck to you, boys. Go ahead and good luck out there this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead and get it done. Cal and Auburn have played one time. Last year, Auburn won.
No way. Auburn beat Cal?
Yeah. It was 14-10, though.
Yeah.
I know.
I actually
remember the game.
It's a classic home and home. So maybe you can't throw the records out. Go ahead and take the Tigers and lay the 13 or whatever the number is.
I was going to say to him when he was like, I know it's blasphemy to talk about college football on Bay Area Sports Radio. And I was going to be like, what is college football that you don't? I've never heard of this. What is happening? And they play football at some other league than the NFL? I've never heard of such things. But I will, like, can I take 1 minute on this? And I know Grandy.
Take it.
Well, Grandy and I already, we talked about this last week.
And I mean, can we offer condolences for Oregon already? My God, you had to hold on for dear life against the Vandals at home?
Want to know.
A win's a win, Debs.
That's embarrassing.
Right. That's what you say.
Now that you're ready for Boise State.
Congrats to USC, though. That was plucky and important and all of those things. That was great.
Clutch.
It didn't happen if you have DirecTV. But other than that, apparently USC beat LSU in the closing seconds. But I'm having the hardest time as a Pac-10/Pac-12 fan through life, employee at times. I'm having the hardest time even noticing that college football has started. And I don't know how much that has to do with it, because it's not like those conference games would be happening over Labor Day weekend anyway, but it just feels so lost to me. It feels like just aimless and disconnected for me. That's how the start of college football feels right now.
It feels to me like a learning curve, and I have a hard time being a sports fan when there's a lot I have to learn about it. And I want it to be easy. I want to be like the NFL. Pretty easy. You're going to tune it in starting Thursday, and you're going to get 16 games with 32 teams. I know all 32 teams. I know the quarterbacks, and I know the coaches.
Or 17 games, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, there's 16 games in a week.
Oh, I see what you mean. This weekend. Yes.
Correct.
I thought you meant for the season.
No, Mark, I'm talking about this weekend.
My bad.
And every weekend is different. So, yeah. But it's simple to follow. It's easy to know. You know the teams and you know everything. If you quiz me on conference realignment, I'd probably go 50%.
Well, let's try it. One question, an NFL question. Do you know how many times the 49ers will play the Rams this year?
Yeah, twice, I would guess.
That's
the
correct answer. Yeah. It could be three. It's possible.
It is possible. They're allowed to.
They're allowed to.
But not four.
Yeah. See, you're right. There's tradition.
Yes.
And I love that word in college football because that's always been a big word in college football, tradition. And now I'm like, what tradition? What are you talking about? The age-old rivalry of UCLA and Ohio State?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It used to be called the Rose Bowl. Now it's called Saturday.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, I don't know. That's just me. I might sound like a fuddy-duddy. Yes, part of it might also be that, you know, the company for which I worked for a number of years on college football Saturdays is now gone.
Yeah.
Up into the air. But yeah, give me NFL or give me nothing.
Yeah.
That's just where my head's at right
and
now.
And then you'll get to the 12-team playoff. I'll be excited.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. No, it's not like I'm never going to watch it. I was following the SC LSU game.
Yeah.
Following it.
Okay.
On the internet.
In the dark, okay.
Sorry. It's about all I could do. I wanted to throw this at everybody, too. I think this is important now. John Lynch talking about Ricky Pearsall's direct wishes, because for some, Ricky getting shot in the afternoon and the Niners all partying with Rick Ross hours later, for some, that felt like maybe a bad look. I took it as, oh, I guess Ricky is probably largely okay. That's really good news because the Niners are not going to go party it up and get their drank on if Ricky is in critical condition or something like that. But here's what John said about that.
I wanted to touch on, you know, at the time of all this going on, we had a team party that was scheduled. When I got to the hospital and visited with Ricky, it was one of the first things he said, Mr. Lynch, what's going on? I would really like everyone to go to that party, and I'd also like to talk to some of my teammates. I said, Ricky, you take care of yourself, but, kind of a cool moment. We were able to pipe Ricky into the party, and he FaceTimed the entire group, and, man, that show of love and respect was a real special moment for our team.
Yeah, and I love that John took the time to take us on the inside and let us know what that communication was like, because there are certain members out there in our world who have tried to take this incident and turn it into something that will pull the 49ers apart and wag a finger at them for still having an event together on the night when Ricky Pearsall had been shot. Everything should have been canceled. There should have been candles lit. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to give these people any publicity at all. But some of you will know what I'm talking about. And those of you, if you're listening who did it, you know who you are. Shame on you. You're no different than anyone else who tried to take this Ricky Pearsall shooting and turn it into something with an agenda for your own gain. Shame on you for using it to try to pull the 49ers apart. One thing that I've always felt about Kyle Shanahan's regime, you can get mad at his play calling. You can get mad at the way that they negotiate contracts. You can think that he's arrogant in his press conferences. You can do all of that stuff. One thing I don't think you can question is the camaraderie that they have usually had in that locker room.
You haven't seen anything that we've seen in other teams where you have the coach and the quarterback yelling at each other, or you have coach and other coach yelling at each other. It seems like they're a pretty unified group out front and also behind closed doors. And, you know, who are we to judge any organization or any individual if they want to go ahead and have a party or not? And if Ricky, you know, says to Mr. Lynch, you know, I want you to still have the party, and I just want to, you know, call in and send him a message. That's awesome. And so the show goes on. And if the same thing happened in our station and we had one of our station outings, you know, I know personally, I would like you guys to carry on, continue on with your business, but every individual can decide on their own.
I will jump in and say that if you get shot tonight, I think we should cancel the summit. That's just me.
No.
We're not doing that without you.
Doing the summit without me. Have Lo Neal sit
in. You're Mr. Fremont Bank. I'm not going there without you.
Yeah, but when it comes to the summit, I let the other ball-dominant talkers do most of the talking. You know that.
Who's ball-dominant? We don't have anybody like that at this station.
Is this thing on? Because it's usually not. We had a caller earlier who was on hold, and I wish he would have jumped in because he was talking about a long slog for the Niners this year, how it's going to be a tough road to hoe. And I actually had a stat
to
back him up.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's going to be more difficult than people think. I think the schedule's tougher.
What do you think people think?
I think people are thinking, you know, 10-7, 11-6, and a wild card. I've gotten more and more. Maybe it's I'm listening to a lot of national voices, but more and more people I talk to and listen to feels like they're hot on the Rams. The Rams are coming. The Rams are going to be a real factor.
Well, that's because there's nothing sexy about saying that the Niners are going to be good.
Right, but the gap between the two seems closer than ever before.
But you only have one way to look smart, and that's to pick against them. If you pick them and you're right, that's not smart.
It's smart because you get the winner.
Yeah, that's duh. Oh, God, I think the Niners are going to be good. Did you think that the Kevin Durant Warriors might win games? Oh, good for you.
Well, this is not that. This is football where...
Dude, it's pretty close. They're one of two, three, like, of the top rosters in the league.
If you and I sit down, and maybe we can do this on the air before Thursday, and just pick the eight division winners, four from each conference.
We got no shot.
But are we going 6-8?
Well, let's do it. Let's do it with, Schlereth is coming up in a sec. Let's do it after that. And I'd love to throw that out to people. What kind of season do y'all think the Niners are going to have? You can call in. 888-957-9570. And we'll ask Schlereth that. And we can both put out what we think is going to happen out there.
They were 12-5 last year or 13-5? 12-5.
Yeah.
I think this year is going to be...
They punted a game, so they're 12-4.
Right. And then, 12-5, it counts. That's right, because they lost the last game. They lost to Baltimore in three in a row. I think if I was to go over under 12, I would go under 12 this year. I think that they're more likely to win 11 than they are 12.
All right, let's talk that out coming up next. And Mark Schlereth is going to jump in, and he's going to be on with us throughout the season. And so we're very excited to start that partnership coming up next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.